Let's go back in time more than 200 years and imagine the beautiful Austrian city of Salzburg. It was a city with a history going back many centuries. It had always been a peaceful city in spite of the wars that had been fought in other parts of Europe through the years. In those days, Salzburg was governed by an official of the church called an archbishop. The church was the center of all community life. A staff of musicians worked for the archbishop. They made up the orchestra that played for entertainments and for special church services. One of these musicians was Leopold Mozart, a fine violinist and composer. On January 27, 1756, a son was born to the Mozarts. The son was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, a child who grew up to be one of the world's greatest musicians. It is said that even as a baby, young Wolfgang enjoyed hearing the church bells ringing and the majestic tones of the organ as the church doors opened at the end of a service. When he was 3 years old, Wolfgang would watch his sister Nannerl as she took her music lessons from their father. Nannerl was 5 years older than Wolfgang and was extremely good at playing the clavier, a keyboard instrument of that time. Wolfgang was an unusual child. Instead of playing with toys, he considered the clavier the greatest toy of all. He didn't beat on the keys with his fists as some children might. He carefully tried the keys until he found a combination of two or three notes that sounded just right. His father was very impressed by the boy's love for music. So when Wolfgang was 4 years old, his father gave him lessons on the clavier and soon after started teaching him the rules of composing. When little Wolfgang composed music, he would play the tune on the clavier and his father would write the notes on the paper for him. His first real composition was a minuet and trio written when he was only 5 or 6 years old. A minuet is a graceful dance that was popular in those days at social gatherings. His sister may have danced to this gay minuet, which he wrote. Young Wolfgang learned to play the violin without taking lessons. His father recognized the extraordinary musical talents of his son and daughter and decided they should be shared with people in other cities. So off the family went by stagecoach. They visited cities in Austria, Germany, France, England, Holland, Switzerland, and Italy to give concerts. It was an exciting experience for a 6-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister. The stagecoach was slow, dusty, and uncomfortable, but it was the only means of travel. Many times it would be midnight before the children went to bed. This, of course, was not at all good for a 6-year-old boy, and it probably affected his health in later life. The Mozart children played their concerts, dozens of them, before royalty and noblemen all over Europe. Frequently, they would play Wolfgang's own little pieces. It is said that once young Wolfgang slipped and fell on a highly polished floor while the Mozarts were at the palace of the ruler of Austria. When a little girl helped him to his feet, he asked her if she would marry him when they were older. He didn't realize that she was a princess. When she grew up, she became Queen Marie Antoinette of France. It was a happy day for Wolfgang when for the first time some of his music was published. It was a group of 4 sonatas for harpsichord. What a wonderful accomplishment for an 8-year-old boy. The next year, while they were playing in London, Wolfgang had the opportunity to play one of the finest pipe organs in all of England. Since he was only 9 years old, he was too small to reach all the keyboards. So the organist held the boy on his lap in order that he might play the magnificent instrument. After 4 years, the Mozart family completed the tour and returned home to Salzburg. There, the calm, slow way of life was quite a contrast to the many exciting and memorable experiences they had enjoyed during the years of touring. Salzburg was a small city and offered little or no opportunity for Wolfgang to give public concerts. But Wolfgang put the next year or two to good use, studying music, practicing, and composing. His father realized that Wolfgang would get a better musical education if he could visit Italy, the center of European musical life. There he would be able to meet the musicians from all parts of Europe and hear and study music from many countries. In Italy, the 14-year-old boy gave many concerts. He also had the opportunity to hear other musicians play, and he composed a great amount of music. Mozart, not yet 15 years old, conducted the first performance of an opera which the Italian people had asked him to compose. The people loved it so much that for 20 nights they insisted it be repeated. Having returned to Salzburg, the youthful Mozart played the organ for church services. Occasionally, he played the violin in the orchestra at the Archbishop's Palace. He sold his music whenever possible, but he made very little money from the vast amount of music he composed. Several times, Mozart made trips to various European cities, where he called at the courts of many noblemen trying to find work as a court musician. But even though he was recognized as a musical genius, he was never able to find the kind of a job he wanted. At the age of 23, Mozart accepted his first permanent position as court composer and organist at the court of the Archbishop of Salzburg. He had never been contented living in the small city of Salzburg, which lacked the musical life of larger European cities. Nor had he ever been happy working for the Archbishop of Salzburg. However, in order to earn his living, he had to accept this position. The Archbishop was an unpleasant person who had little confidence in so young a composer as Mozart. He demanded that Mozart write an unreasonable amount of music, music for concerts every night, music for special entertainments, and of course music for the church. Mozart accomplished all this work easily, but he was unhappy in the household of the Archbishop. At the end of 2 years, Mozart resigned his position with the Archbishop and decided to live in Vienna. In Vienna, he made his living at first by giving music lessons. Some of his pupils came from the wealthiest families in Austria. During this time, he continued to compose great amounts of music such as this. Before long, the Emperor of Austria hired Mozart to compose an opera. Opera was one of Mozart's favorite types of music. The opera, with Mozart conducting the orchestra, was performed in the finest opera house in Vienna. Mozart received great recognition and fame, but very little money. Mozart had married soon after he settled in Vienna. Neither he nor his wife could manage with the small amount of money he earned. All during Mozart's youth, his father had handled the money, and Wolfgang had never thought about anything but music. The Mozart's financial situation became so serious that Wolfgang had to write to his publishers, his friends, and even to distant acquaintances, asking them for money. The story is told that during these early days in Vienna, Mozart heard a canary singing in a pet shop as he walked down the street. As Mozart listened, he thought that the canary's song sounded like the theme of the G major piano concerto that he had recently written. Mozart was so thrilled that he bought the bird, and it became an important member of the family. When Mozart was 28 years old, his health began to fail. Yet in spite of his failing health, he continued to compose more and more music. A And the music he wrote became more wonderful. Mozart did not use a piano when he composed. The complete work would be created in his mind. Then he would write it on paper. During that 1 year, he wrote over 50 compositions, including 3 operas and his 3 greatest symphonies, among them this symphony number 41 called the Jupiter. One day a few years later, when Mozart was 35, he had a visit from a mysterious stranger. The visitor said his master, a wealthy nobleman, wanted Mozart to write a requiem for him. A requiem is a religious musical work that is sung in memory of a person who has died. Mozart was very ill, but since he needed money so desperately, he accepted the assignment. He felt in his heart that this would be his last composition. When the requiem was little more than half completed, Mozart died, and a pupil completed the work for him, reusing certain portions of music that appeared earlier in the requiem. During his short lifetime, Mozart gave the world more than 600 great musical works. His music was truly a language of his time, a language he learned from meeting hundreds of wonderful people in the many cities and countries he visited during the years when he did so much traveling. Almost all of his music is happy and tuneful, reflecting the natural happy spirit of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.